Blog Talk Radio.
Fans Nation Radio Show. We're back. Hockey's not. That sucks.
That does suck.
To bring you back to speed on everything we're bitching about in related to the NHL not being around, I'm your host, Joe Depto. I'm joined by my co-host and compatriots in crime, Mr. Andy Hughes, Mr. Nick Richter, and Mrs. Ashley Langlois. I always screw your last name up. I'm sorry. I'm just going to go ahead and apologize for that right now. I'm sorry.
I think you're right, actually.
Yeah, that was as close as we've ever been.
I try. You know, unlike anybody related to the sport of professional hockey.
Hey, at least they try to get a focus group in and figure this stuff out.
I'm really? She's saying that they've been meeting for like an hour a day. I want to know how much of that hour is them like drinking coffee, talking about their golf game and 401k plan. That's all they're doing. That's all they're doing. They're just like leaking that BS out to the press to just get some little bit of hopes. People go out and buy T-shirts of Foot Locker. It's ridiculous.
This is where we get the sports. It's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Whatever.
Yeah. We don't even have that Brimley though. Anymore. Brimley's on strike too.
He's locked out.
I'm now going to refer to like if I lock my keys in my car. Instead of saying I'm locked out, I'm just going to be like, I'm NHL.
Batman.
I hockeyed myself out of my house today.
Unbelievable. And it's looking like there's no end in sight with this, too. They're meeting tomorrow, probably for 5 minutes, or they'll cancel that in Toronto. We'll see. Who knows? I'm not really optimistic about it anymore. I know last time we were on, a couple of weeks ago, we have a little more optimism. It's not looking very optimistic right now. It's looking like the next time these guys, the NHL makes an announcement about the remaining games left on the schedule or whatever, it's probably going to be a month, you know, like the next month of games we're locked out. You know, that's kind of what it's looking like. And then after that, it's like, well, the season's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in the same place with it. I just don't feel any optimism right now. I don't feel anything. There's just nothing good to feel about. I know Andy, you and I were talking about this before. It's just there's like a sense of dread for hockey fans who are eagerly anticipating their sport coming back on the air.
Yeah, it's you look at both sides and both sides really have the same mindset. They're just waiting for the other side to blink, and things aren't going to get done if that continues to happen. So it's just really frustrating. I mean, back in July, I didn't think that it would get to this point, but it has, and there's just, I'm usually an optimist, but I really just have no reason to be optimistic at this point. It just doesn't look good at all, and who knows when we're going to see hockey again in the NHL.
Well, there's been a lot of stuff going on about, I guess this report. I mean, there's been other people talking about it. I think it primarily started out with what Deadspin did today. If you go to deadspin.com, and pardon my French here, but the big quotations on the front of the page is shared bullshit size. And it's titled the article Inside a Secret NHL Focus Group, how a top Republican strategist is helping hockey owners craft their lockout propaganda. It's a little ridiculous when you look at this stuff, and you think, at least this is my thought of it, is if the NHL has to go to this point, if they have to go to where people are getting pissed off at them for having a focus group, and then you look at how ridiculous this focus group is, the NHL is winning this battle, and it's not even close, because they're putting stuff like this in the media, and the fans are just tearing it apart. You threw the steak near all the wolves, and all the wolves go to eat the steak, and you run away while they're doing that. It's just the biggest escape tactic, and it's total BS to the fans, and I hope people are not too naive to not see that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to put it.
It is
exactly what it is. And if You're right. It's an absolute scapegoat. You know, like if they need to hire a focus group to tell them that fans want to see hockey played, you got to. And if you buy into that as a fan, you got to be the biggest idiot in the world. I mean, that's unbelievable. Yeah, of course we want to see hockey played. You know, this is obviously a bait and switch in a way. It's just like, here, there's that steak, throw it into the pack of wolves, let them fight amongst it for a while. And it's just a classic move.
Yeah, man, the owners will just sit on their butts forever until this thing, you know, resolves and they get a good deal out of it. That's usually the way these things work. Like, you know, the players aren't going to be getting their paychecks, and the owners will just keep sitting there until they blink, and that's pretty much what their strategy is. Just a mess.
Those guys got paid $100 for 3 hours of sitting together in a focus group.
And it shows, because some of the things that are on these documents, again, if you go to Deadspin, you can see all the documents. They all have, like, photo scans of them, but some of these are completely almost laughable. Like, not funny in the way of what's going on with the NHL, but if you look at them as being this big formal thing, like, for example, one of the issues on it is number 6, they want to cut their share of revenue from 57% to 49%, despite the fact that the league's revenue has increased by $1 billion to $3.3 billion over the last few years. You basically just outed yourself as a complete and total hypocrite through this document.
Yeah.
Way to go, focus group. That's really worth all that, you know, all that PR that you're getting.
Yeah. How about this one with the pictures on it, where it says, which of the following images makes you miss hockey the most? And it has like eight different pictures. And number 6 is the Stanley Cup playoffs 2012 logo. It's so weird. What is this stuff?
It's very bizarre. It's like, what this reminds me of is if you were young and they ever did like IQ test you or like any kind of weird stuff like that, but they do like the plots,
exactly,
and they see like reaction. That's what it looks like. That's what it reminds me of. It just feels like,
it does.
Like when you read this stuff, like, describe which of the paragraphs is the strongest and most persuasive. Yeah, exactly. Number 1, I want to play hockey. Wow. Can we get a real Bill Shakespeare over here writing that? It's absurd. I mean, the way that they write this, it's like a 6-year just chopped up chicken scratch and just put it on a piece of paper. It looks horrible.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I can't believe we got to this point. It's just getting worse. Oh, man.
It is.
If anyone else has any thoughts, the number to call is 347-202-0344. Or you can tweet us at the Pens Nation as well. Give us your thoughts on anything related to hockey, I guess.
Yeah, and if you're one of those focus group people that actually got paid $100 to sit down and answer questions like, which of the following do you most like most about live hockey experiences? Eating your favorite food at your arena? I mean, come on. If you're one of those people that have actually taken this focus group survey, call us. What is it? 347-202-0344 or tweet us at the Pens Nation, because I would love to hear how seriously you took this. Awesome.
I'm just looking at all these documents here. It's just ridiculous. If you want to call them documents. One of the images is this, the number 8. It's an image of this Capitals fan, like, going nuts. It's just like a funny
the bald Capitals fan. I was hoping they would use the Caps fan that was stunned in the playoffs, in the 09 playoffs. During the cup run, the guy with the mole.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like he's having a lot of fun at all.
I think Cy Clark should be one of the images.
God, this is so commercial, man, because the images, the third one is two guys fighting, which has been this really controversial, polarizing topic, and then number 4 is clearly the Winter Classic.
What's number 5? Who is that? I can't tell.
It looks like Simone Gagné.
Yep. It looks like an Edmonton Oiler raising the cup.
I was just throwing out some random name, by the way. I don't actually know who it looks like.
And number one is, that's Consall. So
yeah.
One is Consall. Yeah.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah. The NHL's newest, brightest shine.
For a second, I thought it was the Mellon Arena. I was like, what?
In each one, got like something like commercial statement, like 8, you get the crazy fan. Number 7, you got Sidney Crosby. 6, you have the playoff logo. 5, you have the cup rating. 4 and 3 were earlier, and then 1's at the newest thing. Oh, my Lord.
Penguins are in there twice. What a conspiracy theory.
Oh, Gary Bettman loves the Penguins.
Gary Bettman loves the Penguins.
That's true. And, to an extent, that's true. But
thankfully, anyways.
That means the Penguins are going to get the number one overall pick, no matter what, in the next draft, right?
Yeah. How does that work? I mean, the draft coming up.
I don't know.
If they lose this entire season, do they just go off of last year's like rankings and then just kind of go over again? Does Columbus get screwed again?
They hire a focus group to figure this all out.
Honestly, the fact that they had to hire a focus group shows you just how false this is. Like, it backs up Depto's kind of claim that they're just throwing a stake out to the Wolves, because all you really got to do is hop on Twitter, search the hashtag NHL to see what your fans really are thinking at this moment. That's all they had to do. They don't have a social media guy in the NHL. It's preposterous.
Well, Nick, the thing is, you got to understand about this league is I'm telling you, I say that like you don't know this.
League,
like you already know it. But, right, that's my point. What it ultimately comes down to is none of the people, I don't want to use the phrase suits, but I guess that's what it is, for lack of a better word. Those type of people, the NHL brass, the NHLPA brass or whatever, these guys, where their interests really lie and what they really do about getting their interests done, there's such a disconnect between those two things. And it's been like this ever since, the season was going on. This is a thing where, like, Sean Avery gets 6 games for saying sloppy seconds, and you can make a run at, God, any player in the world, but if you're in the playoffs where the league is actually getting serious ratings, then you can get away with whatever you want. I mean, the writing has been on the wall for this for a long time. This lockout stuff, as bad as it is, everybody saw this coming. Everybody knew that this was going to happen. Deep down inside, I think everybody was like, oh, God, this is going to be way worse than a few years ago. Because at least back then, we could admit that the intangibles of the league were really screwed up. Now they're fine. The league is – the product on the ice is better than ever. It's just you got so many jackasses running the product off the ice that just flat out aren't good at their jobs. No one at the NHL is good at their job. And it makes me sick.
Yeah, Josh Yeo put it pretty well last show. He said, hockey is one of the greatest games, but the NHL is not one of the greatest leagues. He couldn't have been more dead on. But look at exercise C.
Oh my good lord!
Ashley mentioned this, but Twilight is mentioned.
Yeah, it says. Where is it? Option 3. We've lost those gloriously tacky red carpet entrances for the players. Chitty and presumptuous? Totally. Honoring our pasty-faced ice heroes as they awkwardly strut through lines of fans like they were at the premiere of the latest Twilight movie? Who wrote that?
Where's Batman?
We've lost the thrill of seeing Rick Nash in his New York Rangers jersey or Jaromir Jagr as a member of the Dallas Stars for the first time, the progression of their NHL careers interrupted by Nash looking like a billboard on skates in Davos and Jagr slumming it with,
read.
Who, like, really? Did you walk into a kindergarten class and say, okay, kids, let's make some questions for the survey?
That's what I was saying. It looks like an 8-year-old wrote this.
Yeah. The Penguins are involved in one you see there. We've lost the player-by-player introductions in which Ben Lovejoy and Evgeny Malkin share the same spotlight, if not the same ovation.
That's
my pick. Let's see how they picked Ben Lovejoy. and I'm getting
We've lost opening night this season. It'll be called opening night, but it won't be opening night. That's a little redundant. Congratulations.
This is awful.
The NHL is the only league that can't schedule an opening night, but they can schedule a closing night.
We've lost the thrill of seeing Alex Ovechkin or Ilya Kovalchuk score their first goals of the season because they've already done so in Russia.
Why isn't Cal O'Reilly on that?
What about the spiritual moment right as the puck drops when thousands of fans in the building and watching across the continent allow last season to slip into memory's abyss and embrace the new?
My Lord, how dramatic can you be?
About exercise B, feeling like there are fans around me who I'm comfortable with. Has that person ever left their house?
Watching players get into... Oh, wait, I thought fights. I thought it said flights. I was like, what? You don't watch them get on the planes? Anticipating whether I might catch a puck. You know, that doesn't happen too often.
What?
I hope you catch a puck with your teeth.
Dude, something got me.
No, I like...
Listening to pregame radio and driving up to the arena.
Unless it's Mark Madden.
Is Mark Madden in the thing?
No. If
Kirko consumes 5 buckwheat pizzas in the game, the one, does it affect the way you care about the pregame?
All right, we're doing our own focus group. I'm gonna disappear for like 5 minutes.
Uh-oh.
Okay, that's the first question. Does Nick Richter being off the show for 5 minutes?
Episode of the 5 images makes you miss Penn Station Radio Show the most.
I can tell you whose face it wouldn't be.
Yeah, I could too, but we won't go there.
Won't be missed. Never mind. But I won't say it on the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Were you going to say Mike Darnay?
No, I was not going to say Mike Darnay.
No,
he's nice.
If I even make a slight hint about it, I will tell you off the air.
Oh, I know who it is.
Yeah.
These are awful.
Hey. Is that one of the survey questions?
Talk out which of them.
I blame the lockout for all of this.
Okay, so what's up with your... Nick's got a Pittsburgh focus group here going on.
Yeah, I'm about to get that fixed up here.
That a fries and slaw on your sandwich, does it instantly make the Penguins more successful? I don't know. It sounds stupid as the questions on this thing. Because they're like that. They're really bizarre.
Can it be any worse?
I want to know how much money they paid somebody to write that. Because
if they paid the 30 people that's $100 each, that guy is swimming in the dough.
I was going to say, they're laughing all the way to the bank because that was probably the stupidest thing they've ever done in their entire life, short of sticking their fingers in an electric outlet.
Mess around with that stuff.
Oh, that's pretty messed up. I'm trying to remember the password to get into this stupid site.
Oh, no. This is the part where all the listeners are being bored. Go out now.
That started Infinite One.
We're working on a project.
Go pick up Baron Batch on your fantasy team.
Does the KHL have fantasy hockey?
That's the only fantasy we can play, really. I don't think the AHL has.
I'm not trying to offend anyone when I say this, but if you play fantasy Russian hockey, you need to go out with the house. Please, leave your house. Do something constructive with your life.
Oh, my God.
A hobby.
Yeah, I wouldn't play that.
Dude, I'm playing that. I've got nothing better to do.
That means Cal O'Reilly would be one of the top scorers.
Oh, my God.
Nothing against Cal, but...
What did he ever do to you?
He didn't do anything to me.
He loves Cal O'Reilly, man. We're all about Cal O'Reilly, right?
His name has been dropped a few times already.
He's Irish.
So are you guys optimistic in the least that this is resolved by American Thanksgiving?
No.
For you, Ashley, that's like November 24th.
I'm well aware of an American
Thanksgiving. Okay, I just want to make sure.
I'll be honest, I think they'll be lucky if they get hockey up by next Canadian Thanksgiving.
Oh, my.
Well, they ruined Canadian Thanksgiving this year because, let me tell you, it's bad enough having to sit through one CFL game, but when you have to sit through three because there's nothing else on, thanks a lot, Gary Bettman.
You mean you don't get ESPN3 and the wonderful KHL?
Not unless you want to pay a lot of money for it.
Well, you need to come down to the Nailers game on November 9th.
That's, yeah.
Everyone's going to be there. That should be, I know you make a voyage down to Pittsburgh in May or March or whenever, every year. Just take it early.
Yeah, every year.
Depto, Andy, Hioey, and I, and maybe Ken Will. Trumpet. It'll be fun.
Yeah, spend your hard-earned money to come to Wheeling, West Virginia. Why don't you come to
I had a friend actually tell me that I am to stay as far away from Virginia as possible, and that friend shall remain nameless.
Because that's a completely different state, you know.
Whatever. Whatever. I'm supposed to stay. Okay, put it this way. I'm not supposed to go anywhere that you people tell me to go.
You people? What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean? Ashley hates Americans.
She hates Americans. She's like Gary Bettman.
Pretty clear. Gary Bettman loves Americans too much.
He hates Canadians.
And Americans.
He just hates everybody.
I know, Ashley hates Canadians. I mean Americans. She loves Canadians. She thinks all Canadians are perfect angels and all Americans are the scum of the earth. She said that. She actually said that in an email to me off the record one time.
Off the record.
Off the record.
It's officially on the record now.
Well, that's what happens when you hate people.
You just don't want the blue Depto hashtag, so now you're just throwing them at me. She's a terrible
blue Langlois.
She hates puppies and kittens and Americans in the Western free world. So just like boo her, hate her, grr.
We do have a response on our Twitter. Alex F. said, right now the NHL can focus on my middle finger. I'm done.
That's a good one.
I like that.
Nice.
It's on.
Post on.
Sign that.
It's fun. I actually, like, I'd be curious to know, if there anyone that's listening to the show, please call in or tweet us or something. Is there anyone out there who is honestly, and think clearly when I say this, don't just react to emotion. Is there anyone who is literally done with the NHL, like has no interest at all in the NHL moving forward, was either a casual fan and the second lockout just pushed them right back into, you know, disinterest, or you just had enough? What is it?
Yeah,
I know Ken Will falls in that boat. That's why he's not been on the show.
He's just disappeared from Twitter, too. I mean,
yeah.
Don't see him too much.
No. Actually, that was one of the things he said before the lockout, actually. If this lockout doesn't get settled and we lose part of the season, I'm done. I'm never watching him again. No, do I believe
it? I don't believe that.
No.
He's part of a blog. No way.
And no bite. But We'll see. We'll see. Maybe we'll have him on. Maybe we'll just never watch a show again or watch a game again. He'll never purchase a ticket again, but he'll come on and pretend like he knows what he's talking about on the show.
You know why? I know Kent's full of it. I can tell you exactly why Kent's full of it. Because he's a Pittsburgh Pirates fan.
And he's wrong.
A Pirates fan that ever says I'm giving up ever actually gives up.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Because as soon as they go like 500 in June, we all get all fired up. This is the year. There's no way they could do this 2 years in a row, right? And then they do it. But before that collapse starts, and you're right at the zenith of it, Ken's all pumped up. He'll be the same way once hockey starts. He'll be right there with us. We all will be. All the fans are going to come back. The hardcore ones, the guys that like Ken, like us, the guys that love the game, we'll all come back to it. My point in asking that, though, is I believe that there are people who are actually saying that and meaning it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Hey, I'd be interested to hear, you know, the opinions or why they, you know, if they were actual fans for a while or, you know.
I mean.
So definitely call in.
Yeah, that's 347-202-0344 is that number if you want to call in. Depto, you're in the middle of a hockey town in Columbus that is probably littered with people just like that were so optimistic about this season. You know, they got a decent return for Nash. You know, they have the All-Star game to look forward to. They have a lot. That city's got more, I think, riding on the lockout resuming or not resuming, but kind of being resolved quickly, more than any other city in the United States. And here they are. They're losing casual fans like crazy. They're losing even probably their hardcore fans because there's no hope right now in the city of Columbus.
Well, I can tell you this, is that like when you go down to the Arena District and you go down to Neal Avenue and Nationwide Boulevard and streets like that, where there is a concert venue down there, so the place isn't a total wasteland, but it's not the same at all. And the restaurants, I've spoken with different people that work at restaurants down there, they've all told me that business is just, they're just getting hammered on business. They're doing a fraction of what they were before. And they talk to tons of other people around town about hockey. And most people that live in Columbus, they're not from here. It's very much a transplant city. And all these people move to a new town. They have a pro hockey team. They're just getting into hockey. They say, okay, we want to be fans of this team. We want to identify it. And they don't put out the product that people identify with. And Columbus does have good sports fans, regardless of what some people may tell you. Go to a Columbus Crew game. They're not, like, sold out or anything, but this is the MLS. I mean, it's pretty much – it's lower than, like, the ECHL of hockey. And people still go to it all the time because they want a championship, for better or worse. And, you know, people in Columbus want to go. It's just they don't have – there's no reason for them to stay latched to this team. Almost a fourth of their time in the NHL has been during a lockout. I mean, the team's only been around for a little over a decade now. They're not even that old of a team.
That's the most depressing stat I've heard all day.
Oof. It's not quite. It's almost.
Thanks, Joe. Jeez. You're right. That's unbelievable.
So many people being affected by the lockout.
Yeah, I mean, all the ushers, all the...
Wow, just so many people. I mean, it's just endless.
Gary Bettman.
Now,
you know
what would have fixed it? I'll tell you exactly what would have fixed it. Is I miss Kenny. I miss Lemonade Man.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what would have fixed it? Actually negotiating before summer started.
Yeah.
Cool figure. You know, start negotiating in June. Perhaps don't spend an entire summer knowing there's a lockout coming and do nothing about it.
Well, there was CBA stuff that was a problem in 2010, and it all got worked out well before free agency even had its initial boom over. It happened during free agency. They worked it out. So, I mean, there you go being all logical again. The NHL doesn't want that crap. It's on question four, look.
Get rid of that logic.
Well, that's going to do it for the live portion of our show. We've got about 10 seconds left. So head over to thepensnation.com. Tomorrow morning we'll have our own focus group study on there. Make sure you answer that. And give the NHL some insight. For Joe Depto, Ashley Langlois, and Andy Hughes, I'm Nick Richter. Bye.
Focus group style.
I hate people who are going to go to that guy's Halloween already.
Oh, dude. Cy.
Not Cy Clark, though, right?
I know.
No, that's the one I like.
Yeah.
I like.
We like Cy Clark.
We need to do what we've been talking about with that song for so long. We always do these parodies and stuff, and we have one in mind for that, too. But we need to do a video with that and have Cy doing the dance.
Oh, okay. I would like that. That would be a hit.
That would be amazing.
That would be a hit.
So, everybody, the competent, we can tell you right now, we came up with that idea. So, if anyone else does it, you are guilty. Yeah. You are guilty.
I'm going to hire a focus group.
Actually, we'll hire a focus group to find out what we're going to do to them. So.
When in doubt, hire a focus group. Oh, man.
Ashley, are people lining up in the Toronto on the Peace Bridge?
Not yet.
My God.
Not yet. You know what? There's so much.
That's what I was going to say to end this thing.
There's so many other things going on right now up here that people are legitimately. No, the premier just quit in Ontario.
Because the lockout.
Yeah, the lockout.
Well,
that and he messed up public policy. So.
At least say that they are still undefeated this season.
They are. And you know what? They will tell you that if you run into them in the street, that you know what? They still have a good chance at winning the Stanley Cup this year, and they are still tied for first place in the standings. They will, it's a different, people are pissed off up here, but by the same token, they're still being smart-ass about it. So, I mean, we've had three different franchises try and take the NHL to the labor board. Only in Canada would they do that. Because, you can't lock us out of the arena without a good reason. So, the Habs started it, and then it kind of drifted westward. So.
It really sucks because tonight it was one of those nights that I could really use hockey because this was an awful Monday Night Football game. Totally uninteresting. The Giants-Cardinals series, the Giants pretty much, at least the last time I checked, put the doors off them.
Yeah,
7-1. So, yeah, it was a total blowout. And I just don't feel anything right now. I mean, the baseball playoffs interest me, but I'd like to be watching Canucks Blackhawks or something instead.
Yeah, definitely.
And with the election stuff, Pressing. Every 5 minutes, oh my God, at least give me something to, that's,
give me away.
This is why I love hockey. This is why I love, for as many jokes as I make about Canadians, this is what I would say. I actually love Canada. I don't actually feel that way. But what I would say is that it's the most beautiful thing in the world because you watch Calgary, Vancouver on a Saturday night around Halloween. You watch the Canadian. Obviously you're watching the Canadian feed. I don't know why I almost said that. But you're not dealing with I'm so and so and I approve this message every 20 minutes. It's a beautiful thing.
And even that we work in around hockey. We cancel debates and move voting night and so on and so forth so that it doesn't interfere with hockey. And that's not a joke.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, Americans in this election are pretty much it's. I forgot how just down annoying it is. And I don't really care if that offends anybody because I don't really care who you support. And I don't really care why you support them. I just want all this stuff to be over with so I can go back to the things that I enjoy taking a stand on, I guess, because, I don't know. I don't want to sit there and act like one dude is all-powerful or something. I can at least identify with a sports team. I can't identify with that, but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's ridiculous. I hate it this time of year. I forgot how much it would suck. I didn't think it would suck this much. It sucks. I feel like Ron Burgundy when he punted, when Baxter got punted. I just feel like it wasn't a big part of the movie, but once he was gone, you were like, man, that really sucks. It sucks a lot more than I thought it would.
Oh, man. Yeah, the Penguins would have been playing, what, tomorrow, yeah. Senators. And then Thursday, too.
Well, I guess if there's any hope right now with the entire lockout is the fact that the games that were canceled already were not really canceled. They're just kind of postponed. You know, so they could still kind of make up these games in a way. And one of those games were against the Philadelphia Flyers, which is a huge game, a lot of revenue for either of those cities, whichever place I played at.
It would have been in Philly. So.
It would have been in Philly. So it would have benefited them a little more. So maybe we shouldn't be hopeful.
You know what I would do? This is what I would do at this point. If they really could do it, I would just move hockey season into January. Kick the season off with the Winter Classic.
Winter Classic.
Play the same length of the season, yeah. But have it draw into the summer, farther into the summer, way farther into the summer, actually. Because if Gary Bettman is you know, so concerned about having ratings in markets like Dallas and Phoenix and Florida and obscure places like that instead of markets where they would be succeeding more, like Hamilton and Quebec City, if he wants to invest all his time and money into that, then at least make sure that they don't compete with football season as much as you do. And
yeah.
You wouldn't be competing with the NBA playoffs as much as you would be. And the only thing you're really competing with is early to mid-season baseball. And that's really about it. And that would give you time to work this out at the end of the year and then start the season, have a full season, all this stuff. But then again, it's not going to happen. We're not going to have hockey this year. I feel like I'm slamming my head against the side of a concrete wall right now. It's awful.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter because the world's going to end in December anyway, so whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
We're not that lucky.
We're not that lucky.
You're going to make us suffer.
Dude, have you watched Honey Boo Boo? They're making us suffer. We're not going anywhere. They're torturing us by making us dumber every. Or like.
She would be a great goalie, though.
Yeah.
Ouch.
But, I mean, that's how everything is. Like, everything's getting stupider. It's like, let's put bacon on everything. Let's mix bacon and chocolate sundaes and all this stuff.
Mm.
Gosh, we're getting so much dumber every single day. All Gary Bettman's fault somewhere. Some way, somehow, Gary Bettman, this is your fault. Honey Boo Boo is your fault. Gary Bettman's, like, sister or something.
Oh, man, this is terrible. Amen to that.
Anything else we're going to talk about? Anything else good? So we don't have to just sit here in silence?
I say we sit in silence.
Person out there who.
I mean, that's what the NHL does. So.
Should have done.
Maybe we'll talk tomorrow.
Maybe.
This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna troll everybody, and
yeah.
If not, podcast, you're not gonna know. But once the season is officially canceled, we're gonna have a podcast, and it's gonna be dead silence the whole 30 minutes.
We've done that once.
We're just gonna schedule a radio show and just not show up. We'll get on the audio board, but we won't say a word.
We'll just play random things.
Well, no, we know we won't. We'll just let it go. You'll just hear the British lady. So. Or we can play the Stars and Mexico back.
It's for you, Ash.
Okay.
America. You guys are probably blaming this whole lockout on the United States anyways.
You know what? To an extent, some people are because...
See? Typical Canadian.
Well, you have to realize that a lot of Canadians view the NHL as an American conglomerate based that, you know, based it's revenue sharing. It's about beer. It's about gasoline. It's about, I'm sorry that we're missing out on the season because I can't sit in the arena and eat my favorite food. But to that point,
that's rough. Ouch.
Not, I know it. But to that point, you know, it's bad, but it's not as bad up here because we can still, like, I can still go out to the Elgin Street Bar and I can pay $20 and I can catch OHL hockey twice a week if I want to. It's not the greatest thing in the world, but it's good for some entertainment value.
Yeah.
You know, that being said, I can drive 3 hours. I can go check out the Barry Colts, same price.
Yeah.
Not a, you know, it's not great. It's not fabulous. Some of those kids are really stupid, but it's entertaining.
There's somebody on that roster who is listening to this show. And they're like, Ashley called me a dumbass. I'm not listening to the show anymore. Screw you guys. And
some of
the... I caught a big slump. It's very sock of sheer. It's your fault. What do you like?
It's a very close. It's like, well, it was like last week I was watching because there was nothing else on. So put the local channel on, the Sudbury Wolves and the Saginaw Spirit. Oh, let's play 2 minutes of hockey and 15 minutes of let's punch each other in the face. And let's play two more minutes of hockey and then 15 minutes of let's punch. Oh, and for good measure, let's, you know, knock the goalie out and then snap his mask. Really?
Oh,
Jesus. That literally sounds worse than...
Dave McIntyre.
DHL.
It's just, you know, it's certain teams. But like I said, it's something to do. There's an alumni game on Friday, which I'm not really sure who, what obscure alumni. You know what? It could be, Rod Shett for all I know.
Rico Fattis.
I met Lanny McDonald when I was in Montana. At a junior game in Montana once.
I mean,
it was pretty awesome.
At this point, they could just, you know, call up Mike Foligno and be like, hey, you want to play hockey? Show up at the arena this day. He's building a house somewhere. I don't know.
There's got to be something that the players can do. I bet one of the players is just going to get, I guess someone already did, like with Dustin Byfuglien, but I know there's going to be at least another player who gets so absurdly out of shape during this lockout that they just can't really play that well anymore.
I don't know who that would be.
Dustin Byfuglien.
He just said Dustin.
Oh, I'm sorry. I checked out. I'm too busy making this focus group question.
You're focused,
so I mean, that's good.
Pick a question, and the only answer, just give them the option of Dustin Byfuglien. Dustin Byfuglien or Dustin Byfuglien.
Which NHL player has bigger jugs than the ice crew?
Oh, man.
But you got to feel sorry, too, for, like, Patrick Kane. I'm sure he's going to end up in rehab by Christmas.
No.
He's
entertained. He goes down to Yellow Cab's headquarters with a pair of boxing gloves and just trolls up along, just dances around the corner. You better watch it. You throw us up to speed. I want 15 cents. Give me my 15 cents back. That's what you need to do. That's the other idea that no one can steal. We're going to make up fictional things about what NHL players is doing in their lockout.
Another day in the life of a lockdown hockey player.
Dustin Penner got a job at IHOP.
Yeah, that's true.
That is a good one.
Oh.
Yager's Jeffrey got like two teams wanting them.
Yager's at some casino.
Wheeling.
Oh. Yager's occupation won't actually change. being a prostitute never changed. No matter what team you play for.
That's fair. That's awful.
I wonder if Alex Ovechkin will make a whole really bad rap album.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Rap album, baby.
You guys have seen that video, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen it.
You know what? I refuse to see it. I won't even look at it.
It's better than the Ike Taylor rap. I'll say that.
I still...
Anything Ike Taylor does is infinitely worse than anything out there.
My friend ordered an Ike Taylor jersey off the internet,